This morning we have Dolly Bergman joining us here in studio, and if Dolly's here, it probably has something to do with trees forever. That's usually a pretty good bet.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, no problem.
Appreciate it. We wanted to talk a little bit here on this Friday about a Trees Forever partnership that's allowing folks an opportunity to spruce up their area, whether it be for looks or for need, for shade, for whatever. Products could be fruit trees. You never know, I guess.
That's true.
But whatever you want to do, you can save a little bit of money while you're doing it, too, through a voucher program that Trees Forever is helping with again this year locally. Tell me about that.
Well, I should just say the voucher program has been Atlantic Trees Forever has been doing this for a long time. Because
right.
I figured I was going to go look officially, and then I thought, no, they were doing it before I and Dave joined Trees Forever. So I know it's more than 25 years for sure we've been doing this type of thing. Of course, fortunately, we've been able to increase the amount that is available to do for the individual. But it's been going on for some time.
Well, then let me ask you, since it's been going on for that long, do you feel like it's made a solid impact?
Oh, yes, definitely. Pretty much, you can figure at least 25 to 30 trees, and this year possibly, 50 to 80 type of thing. You know, each year that can make a nice dent, especially since we've had to, take down so many. That's the key with a lot of stuff there. Mm-hmm. Of course, the ash, don't buy anymore.
Right.
There's a few others that the Iowa DNR also prefer that you don't do.
Right.
One being some of the maple, because unfortunately we've planted them too many, because that was an easy replacement.
Right.
They've got beautiful colors and those types of things. So yes, they are nice, but try and think outside the box a little bit, and hopefully Hy-Vee has some varieties there for you to choose from in that respect. Think different. Try something different.
Sure. Atlantic, like many other communities, has seen, as you said, the emerald ash borer. We've seen those issues with ash trees.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, Dutch elm disease in some cases.
Yes.
Over the years in places. We've seen different things. We've seen high wind events,
yes,
tornado-type events. We've seen things happen, and sometimes it's just age.
Trees,
yes, like humans, don't last forever.
That's for sure.
And you don't like it very much when a tree dies because it tends to make a pretty loud thud, and you don't like sometimes where it lands. So, but we've got to continue. But the beauty of it is although they do last a long, long time, they're a great resource, they're also one that we can replenish.
That's for sure.
And we you can do that in a lot of different ways, but like you said, kind of be smart about it.
Yes, definitely. One, think about where you want to plant it.
Right.
That's important, because there are some places you need a shorter storied tree. So that means, it's only going to grow to maybe 20, 30 feet tall. Maybe you have you've got an acreage, or you've got a big lot,
mm-hmm,
that you could handle a bigger tree that would grow into the 50 or 60 height eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not going to, it'll be a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at our place in particular, we've been there now 29 years. And we planted some new trees when we came. We were very fortunate and had a tremendous amount there when we moved.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, I've had to replace them because they are very typical. That windbreak was
right.
old when we moved there.
Right.
So we've had to, take a lot of those out and try and put new stuff in. But there's an old saying, something to the effect, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but if you can't do it then, do it today.
And as you said, there are different reasons for planting trees. It might be for a windbreak.
Mm-hmm.
It might be for shade.
Definitely.
It might be for looks. It might be for the fruit that it bears. It might be all kinds of different things.
Yes.
So those are all reasons why you wanted to determine what to plant, where to plant, how to plant, why
mm-hmm.
to plant, all those kinds of things. But you can find plenty of help around with that, right?
Oh, yes. Usually that's partly why we try to do it with somebody that has like a garden center.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's not like when I first started with what we had, Earl May and Malone's and David's, and we had a lot of options available.
Mm-hmm.
So the options now are a little less, but Hy-Vee's been very generous in working with us on this. So it's like, this is great. Still can do this for people in the community. As I just mentioned, it is at Hy-Vee here in Atlantic. So don't try and go to Harlan or wherever you might be to try and do this. It won't work. The voucher itself is there at the Garden Center. So that's another question people always seem to ask. Where can I get the voucher? It's right at the Garden Center. So you pick the tree, have them help you decide that. When you go to check out, they will have that available. I do appreciate if you would complete it. We'd like to just have you put your name and your address and the type of tree that you actually purchased. It just helps us down the road mm-hmm. to make sure that, we're taking care of things the way we should. Also, it's very important, please, just one per household, because that gives everybody a better chance to be able to at least add one more tree. I'd encourage you to buy more than one tree, but you get one tree that the voucher can be used for.
Sure. So, and now this program begins today, on Friday, April 24th.
Yes.
So it starts today. Do they need to ask for those when they go to the
yes,
Garden Center?
Yes, I would encourage you to ask, because depending on, Hy-Vee's got some great employees, but a lot of these individuals probably are part-time mm-hmm. and may or may not have been told or remember that they're available.
Sure.
So yes, please just ask. The voucher has a value of $30. So if you've got purchasing, a $70 tree, right. you get $30 off of that. So, $40 left for you to actually pay. So I think it's probably, a nice amount. And I think, if you watch, Hy-Vee probably will also be doing some specials with the prices of the trees too. Mm-hmm. So if there's a chance you can do a voucher and a sale also, pay attention to that. You
sure.
might be able to save even a little more money.
Double it up.
Yes.
Double it up if you can. Is the cost, is that a main hindrance for people in buying trees and planting?
Sometimes, yes. Unfortunately, they may think, I don't want to spend $100, $150 on a tree. I need that for something else, which we all go through those situations where, that month is not a good one to purchase a tree. But right now is the best time to do that. The spring is great. Fall is even better. Sometimes we don't happen to do the vouchers anymore in the fall. But still, purchase that tree. The key, though, is for a lot of things. Make sure for the location that you're going to have, call 811 to have the underground utilities located. That's very important. And they're really good about getting out to you. So, give them a couple days notice from the time you're going to dig the hole, and they can be there to do that, because we don't want anyone happening to hit, a power line, an old telephone line that's still in use, the cable TV that possibly is still in use, mm-hmm. or even one of those new fibers. You just don't know where they're located. You may think you do, but that's the key right there. So
right.
do have them located. That's very important. The other thing that you need to remember, once you've planted the tree, make sure you water. And especially if we happen to run into some dry times like we have recently, do not hesitate to continue to water all summer long and even into the fall. And you can water right up to the time that ground freezes like a brick. Because that first year is very important for that tree to get established. Now, be careful, though. You can overwater also. So don't think you're going to dump 5 gallons on it every day. That's not good either. So
sure.
it's just like any plant. There's a fine line of taking care of it properly. You just don't need to overdo, but give it plenty of water to make sure it survives for you.
Sometimes trees are almost like members of the family in some cases with folks. I mean, they might be planted as a memorial
right.
to someone, but sometimes the tree kind of grows up with the family, and,
yes.
and they look at it that way.
Yes, especially if you happen to have young kids that, maybe their birthday was close to the day that you planted the tree. Then you watch them change in size, and you watch that tree. Yeah, I've heard of a lot of people that's very important. And you hate to say it, but sometimes, unfortunately, when that tree happens to have a problem, maybe got hit by the storm or something like that, that's as big a loss to that little guy that's been watching that grow up and, is maybe 16 years old now. It's like, wow, my tree's got hurt. But, plant another one.
Sure. Well, and you can mitigate the cost of trees a little bit by, you know, the type of tree.
Right.
The size of tree.
I mean,
you can buy trees that are almost fully grown and plant them in different places. Or you can buy little saplings and things, too. So there are lots of different ways that you can do that. So you can mitigate that cost just a little bit. But still, with the $30 off voucher through the Atlantic Hy-Vee and Trees Forever, that's a pretty good opportunity.
Yes, it is, definitely. We think so anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything we can do to be able to spruce things up a little bit, and especially replace some of those trees. You know, I think back to back in the late 80s when I first moved here to Atlantic, one of the first things that struck me driving through town, because I'd never been here before.
Right.
One of the first things that struck me was some of the tree-lined streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was almost a canopy of trees down some of the streets, and it was really kind of impressive. It was almost kind of like, where's the sun? I mean, there's so many trees here. But, you know, it was really, that's something that really stuck out to me, and I remember all these years later. A lot of that has unfortunately disappeared over time and because of conditions and weather and things, but that doesn't mean it has to stay that way.
That's right. We can keep working toward that. You know, there might be somebody down the road the day that you decide to retire and driving into town for the first time to take over your buy the KJAN from you might be impressed because we've been doing so much all along the way.
Very true. Very true. Well, now this is through, as you said, Atlantic Trees Forever and also the Atlantic Hy-Vee, but you've got some support.
Yes. We should say thank you to Atlantic Municipal Utilities. It is through the funds that they provide to us at Atlantic Trees Forever that we can do this to the community. So, you know, also if you have a chance, you know, say thank you to one of those people when you see them out on the streets or those AMU trucks going by, don't hesitate to say thanks because it's because they helped us with this that we can do that.
Do you have to have an Atlantic address to participate?
It says an Atlantic AMU like customer area. So I think, you know, that includes Marnie.
Sure.
And I believe a few other locations. And some of you may have AMU service, but you may have like a Wyota or Lewis address sort of thing. But ideally, we would like you to be in the AMU territory.
It's a local program.
Right.
All right. Very good. Well, again, that begins today. So starting today, if you do visit the Hy-Vee Garden Center and you do intend to purchase a tree, just ask for one of those vouchers. That'll give you $30 off the cost of one of the trees. And it's a nice little savings for you and maybe a reason for you to buy two.
That's right. Definitely.
Very good. Dolly Bergman with Atlantic Trees Forever in with us here this morning. Thanks. Good luck with the program.
Thank you, Jim.